This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are going to be, of course, a lot of economic legacies of this pandemic. Structural, corporate, personal, also alcohol. Since the quarantine started, some states have let bars and restaurants sell alcoholic drinks to go. In New York, just now really starting to open up, that rule is set to expire this weekend. Other cities and states that were considering extending their rules that have helped restaurants and bars, an industry that's lost about 4 million jobs since the pandemic hit. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab dug into this new revenue stream for them.
These days, there are only a few ways to pretend like I'm on vacation.
Are you doing margaritas to go?
My local taco shop in Brooklyn has a cash register right at the door, and out comes an icy cold margarita in a clear plastic cup with a lid and a straw. To be clear, it's not legal to drink on the street here. Also, to be clear to my boss, the margarita is in my fridge, waiting for me to get off work. But that drink and the concept happy hour to go is what's keeping a lot of restaurants, and especially bars, alive.
It is the atomic unit of our current business situation.
Joshua Stileman is the co-founder of Threes Brewing in Brooklyn. A lot of their business relies on sales at their two bars, but also on selling draft beer to other bars. When the pandemic hit,
we wound up pouring a lot of beer down the drain, but we also got as much in the packaging calendar as we humanly could.
The brewery built an online ordering site in 3 days and was able to bring back 60% of its staff. These kinds of rehiring numbers have driven more than 30 states to create takeout drink laws, says Mike Watley at the National Restaurant Association.
And you're seeing certain states start to talk about it from a permanent perspective.
He says the industry had been pushing for this even before COVID-19, because takeout and delivery have become a bigger part of the equation, and alcohol has high profit margins. But it's not easy to pivot to takeout only. Kylie North owns a cocktail bar called Water Bear with her wife in Boise, Idaho. They had to buy equipment to can their fizzy drinks. They also had to create a menu that works for to-go orders.
There's only going to be a few drinks that actually taste good enough to put our brand sticker on it.
She says post-COVID, takeout sales are bringing in a fifth of what the bar made on a normal night. Not ideal, but enough to bring back half the staff.
It's not just coming in and cleaning. It's getting to use that creative side and be a bartender.
And with Idaho's cases of coronavirus rising, North is looking to make to-go drinks a bigger and possibly more permanent piece of her business. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.